On the page race over here in the Das Torah in the Mavo, with three dots at the bottom. Okay, Lu Bana Lachiyach. If we were just trying to come to prove, Kigama Torah he bechinas Shem Mole. So the Deir Shem Mole is a full gili of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That we have a full awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're possible to have. Obviously, we can't have a full awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu in his real reality. But right, so the Torah Batson is that. The same way we can look at the Bria and develop that, have that clarity. The Shem Mole is Al Olam Mole, right? So the Torah Batson is a Shem, is a form of a Shem Mole. Right, the same way Hashem Elokeinu Betzim is Hashem Mole, because Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad basically encompasses everything which we could realize about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah does it for us. Ulam Eimin Etzarich Lelechus B'Derev Tzu Kedelik Voya Shem Atarich Tzricha Olam Mole. But then, the same way Shem Mole only makes sense when it's expressed in Olam Mole, right? The Torah did not use the Lashon of Hashem Elokim until there was a full world there. In other words, that till you have all of the elements of the Bria, the version created, which is going to allow the Gilui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to come to the fore, which that he wants, that's the Shem Mole, it's only relevant in an Olam Mole. So, Torah, as much as its function is to reveal a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, also needs another mole. Ulam, even in terms of lechem there, was taken the gemara shigam atar tzichel other mole. At the Rambam lot mavon b'lav hachim v'froshim mechazel. So I don't need to prove this based on the thought process I just made up. It's fairish, okay. Okay, so where do I see this? Esau, Mesukim, and Vavim and Av. Vavim is there, and Tamar, and Kinir, my papa. We're ready, and Shalokim, and this goes broke, and this was a dumb. This was a dumb, clean rake on his mask. Well, ain't no mask. In the way human beings function, you want to pour something into a keli. A keli which is empty has room for something. A keli which is mole has no room for anything. A minister Kadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Mole maksik, reikon eno maksik. Okay? So the person is mole, then we can put into him. The person is reikon, we can't put into him. Shinemar, v'hoyim shemar tishma. So im shemoya tishma, if you listen, then you will listen. If you're hearing words of Torah, then you'll be able to hear more words of Torah. If you're in that mode of being a person who is able to be shemeya, then you're able to hear. Because once you have, then you can put more in. Bimlav lo tishma. Okay, but if a person is not shemeya, he doesn't have the process of hearing yet, he can't add a new. So if he's reikon, he's not machzik. If he's mole, he's machzik. Dabar after. Im shemar v'yoshen tishma b'chadosh v'mifle v'avcha shuv lo tishma. The pasuk says the opposite. But if you turn away, right, you will not be able to hear. Okay, so now let's take that chazal and talk about it. So kli reik and eno machzik Torah. A kli, which is the human being, if he's a kli reik, so then the Torah doesn't go in. Bracha yana eno shara al dabar reikah. So the Torah is this tremendous bracha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu of giving me understanding, clarity, closeness, etc. Kimnei dakusa en yichal lishres al olam hazeh. Okay. Torah doesn't really settle here in this world, literally. But it can settle on something which is not totally physical. It's closer to the world of Torah. Okay. So I'm trying to take the world of Ruchnius and let it take effect on the world of Gashmius. The answer is, it doesn't fit. It doesn't connect. But if I take an individual who has started to connect the world of Ruchnius, in that sense, it's a clean mole. He's not an empty vessel, just physical being. But there's neshama there. There's kedusha there. That individual can connect into the words of Torah. Okay. Okay. So now, here's an interesting thing. That part of our avodah to learn Torah is simple knowledge, right? We learn like you're learning math, and you try to figure it out. You're learning Torah, you're trying to figure it out. The Ramchal says, and he has a sefer called Derech Eitz Chaim. The reason I wrote a sefer Eitz Chaim, and the Ramchal wrote an introduction called Derech Eitz Chaim. In Derech Eitz Chaim, the Ramchal writes that when you learn Torah, you don't understand it. Betzim, the Rosham made that the tchunas and nefesh of the neshama of Yisrael fits perfectly into the words of Torah. It's like, you know, you have the picture of the DNA, the two sides fit perfectly together. He says, so what's happening? There are klipas of tuma which are preventing you from connecting to the Torah. So when a person is working to try and understand what he's doing, he's trying the toiling of the kedusha of the mitzvah of trying to understand Torah generates a kedusha which breaks through the klipa of tuma and allows you to understand. So it's not the same as learning math, because nobody's going to tell you that intrinsically you should understand math. And therefore, so yes, it's something which I have no connection to per se, and I have to work to understand it. Right? But Torah is the whole purpose of the neshama being here. So the most logical thing is that the Baruch Hashem made our neshama that it should connect to Torah. I remember I had a conversation with a fellow who wasn't from yet, and you know, one of his arguments was that you don't really need the Torah because, you know, intrinsically human beings know right and wrong. So I said to him, first of all, that's not necessarily always true. You know, there's definitely people which, you know, have come up with ideas which are not right. He said, yeah, but they know that's wrong. Yeah, okay, well, I'm not going to argue that. Says, but can you tell me why human beings intrinsically know right and wrong? Why is that? It's not necessarily a logical thing. Right? You know, I can't tell you that intelligent animals automatically know right and wrong. Right? They have instincts of survival, and that's how they decide things. Right? And even if they decide things, you know, to forgo for the preservation of the greater the group, again, it's based on the instincts which are put in them. But to sit there and contemplate ethical issues, they can't. And you're right, human beings do have an inclination towards the proper understanding. So you know where it came from? It came from two things. It came from, number one, because Torah has been spread throughout the whole world. Right? Even though they don't have a pure Torah, they have, you know, a watered down version with some imperfections, but the general concepts of the Torah have been spread out throughout the world. That's the Rambam says that when Mashiach comes, the world's going to be Mola, or it's Deus Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Achasim. The whole world will know Kadosh Baruch Hu like Mayim Achasim. Rambam says that part of that process was a process of individuals who've spread the knowledge of the basic concept of the Torah throughout the whole world up to these years through the missionaries, etc. When Mashiach comes, they're going to clarify the points which are incorrect. And now they'll know the Amos. But Batsim, we're not starting from scratch. Number one. Number two, the Bershom made the neshama of the human being that it has instinctively understands Torah. But otherwise, it's not a logical thought process that should be so. Right? So that was something gave him pause. Right? But that being so the Torah, it's a pella we don't understand it. Math is not a pella we don't understand math. Because why should you understand math? It's something which is totally outside of the person, which needs to be brought in. Over here, something which Batsim should. Bereshit made the neshama, that the neshama should fit Torah. It makes more logical sense. That's the purpose of the Bria, so the two connect. Well, I don't understand, because there's blockage. So that also means that when you remove the blockages, right, and the neshama of the person is more attuned, Torah goes in more easily. So in Mishnah Rabbanan from Rabbanan Cutler, that's out, like, he writes in a place at the Talmud and asks him, like, you know, like, when are you going to finish, when are you going to know Shas? I mean, do the math. You know, I mean, in those days they went a lot quicker than we do, but still, you know, seeing a person learns 100 blot a year, it's still 27 years to finish us. So he said, Rabbanan answered him, there's two types of progressions in math. There's arithmetic progression and geometric progression. Arithmetic progression is 1, 2, 3, 4. Geometric progression is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. As time goes along, the numbers get very big. He says, you're saying that my ability to understand Torah at this point in my life is going to take me a year to finish 100 blocks. Therefore, it'll take me 27 years to finish 2,700 blocks. You get better at it as you go along. Right? It shouldn't take you. Right? So nowadays, what happens is you get better at it, you go slower. Okay, it's different. Right? But saying, but, you know, but if now you can do 100 blocks in a year, at some point you'll be able to do 200 blocks in a year. At some point you'll be able to do 400 blocks in a year. Right? So eventually it goes more quickly. So the meal of the Talmud Chacham is that you have these people which push up, you know, they have in them an amount which is like our minds can't comprehend what they know. Right? It's just it's like, how does it work? So, well, there must be brilliant geniuses. That's part of it. They're very smart people. The part of it is that Torah clicks to them, because they purify their neshama. Torah doesn't work without, it doesn't stick. So you have people which are very knowledgeable, but you can tell it just doesn't have the same feel that it's enlightening them and clarifying for them and making them understand the world. Why? Because it's not really connected to the neshama. And so the real dream of the Talmud Chacham, his goal is to become Olam Mole, the Kabbalah Torah Shleima Maleah. So he should be that person who has all of the elements the Torah is talking to. Should be. We have many, many, many different things going on inside of our being, and the Torah addresses all of them. So I'm learning a pasuk of Chumash, and I realize there's a lesson here for subcategory of Mida X. If I have not become aware of those Midas inside of myself, I'm not going to be aware the Torah is talking to that point. The more Olam Mole that I am, in a very simple practical sense, the more Torah I'm going to absorb. Because I now have the lesson how to deal with that. Right? So the Kedusha, which I'm trying to generate myself, which allows me to absorb all the facets of Torah, also allows me to have a clarity of what are the issues which the Torah is talking to. And with Erklal, Ray, Zel, Indian term, so that would give us a understanding of that Torah mitzvahs are really are there to address every element of the world. The purpose of Torah is to address every different element of human being interfacing with the world. What to do? There are 100,000 different situations where a human being would interface with the world. There's challenges of Genev, the challenges of Xav, there's challenges of thieves, there's challenges of Kashers, there's challenges of Shabbos, there's challenges of Gaiber, there's challenges of Tiber, there's challenges of Jesus and Sahiris. And somewhere the Torah is addressing how to deal with it. Why don't I understand that? Because I'm not expanding my awareness of the world and what the world is presenting as the opportunities for Torah, and therefore I don't understand the Torah is addressing that point. So I don't have to go, but the Talmud Chacham, through learning the Torah with a true goal to understand it, says, this is addressing this issue. So I sort of like chop the issue together with the lesson. So instead of first, you know, injecting the virus of that aveira, of that taiva into me, of that mita ra, and then saying, "Oh, where's the Torah talk about it?" That's like not a good idea. I can sort of like look at the serum which the Torah is presenting, and say, "Oh, it's addressing that virus. It's called the virus, not mitzvah. It's called a virus, right?" That's a bad point. Okay, anyway. There's a story about a fellow called. So they go to the doctor, and the right doctor says, "Doctor, what is this?" He says, it's a virus. He says, "Well, of course, not mitzvahs." Okay. Yeah. Anyway. But to get that level of a clarity of what the Torah is talking about, it's only when a person truly opens himself to the kedusha of the Torah and makes himself a clean, that he wants to makabel the Torah in every part of his being. He really wants it, not just saying it, he really wants it. That itself is a tremendous kedusha. One of the questions which we have to grapple with, if a kli mole can be moxic, if a kli reken can be moxic, so how do you become a kli mole to start with? So the, you know, one of the there's two answers to the question. The Ben Yonah says that the knowledge that you don't know is the starting point, because Yoav Chochma l'Chochmas, Yoav Chochma l'Chochmas, Pasuk says Yoav Chachima l'Chachimin. He gives Chachima wisdom to those which are knowledge to those which have knowledge. So Ben Yonah says, how do you start? So you start with a person knows he doesn't know, that's chokh. Because most people think that they know.
Right?
That understand that you don't know is a tremendous chokh. That person will then be able to absorb Torah. That's what Ben Yonah says.
So that's a starting point that you have to...
But what Revolva is saying is the starting point is the desire to have the Torah enlighten you and clarify for you is a desire for ruchnius. Desire for ruchnius is better than ruchnius. Right? So I don't want to know the words. I want to know that the Torah should be my hurrah. It should be my directive. If I truly want Torah to be a Torah, it's being murra me. It's directing me what to do. If I really want that, the desire for ruchnius is better than ruchnius. Simela mamole. Because a human being doesn't want ruchnius, not a ruchni. A person says, "I really want more." That itself is saying to me, you have a spiritual element. Because if you have only totally physical, why would you want more? Like, what's wrong with where you are? Right? So the desire itself generates the starting point of the process. Let's hold it over here. Uh-huh.